This is Weekly Outlook for August 20th, 2012. The small U.S. soybean harvest this year will require a substantial reduction in consumption over the next year. The new production forecast to be released on September 12 and the estimate of September 1 stocks to be released on September 28 will provide for a better estimate of the needed decline. Based on the USDA's August forecast, a reduction of 400 million bushels will be required. The pace of consumption, as revealed in weekly export reports and monthly reports of domestic crush, will be monitored to verify that the pace of consumption is slowing. For the current marketing year, the USDA projects the domestic crush at 1.69 billion bushels, 2.5% more than crush last year. Through the first 11 months of the marketing year, estimates by the National Oilseed Processors Association of the size of the crush by its members exceeded the crush of a year ago by nearly 3%. With only 1 month remaining in the marketing year, it appears that the domestic crush will exceed the USDA projection by 10 to 15 million bushels. Exports of U.S. soybeans during the current year are projected at 1.35 billion. Shipments will need to average about 16 million bushels per week for the next 3 weeks to reach the USDA projection. Shipments for the 7 weeks ended August 9th averaged 15.5 million. It appears that exports for the year will be very close to the USDA projection. If so, stocks of old crop soybeans on September 1 could be 10 to 15 million bushels less than the current forecast of 145 million bushels. For the 2012 marketing year, the USDA projects a 175 million bushel reduction in the domestic crush to a 16-year low of 1.515 billion bushels. Exports of U.S. soybeans are expected to decline by 240 million bushels to a 7-year low of 1.11 billion bushels. As of August 9, the USDA reported cumulative sales of 597 million bushels for export during the upcoming marketing year. Including likely carryover sales from the current year, export commitments are likely near 675 million bushels, or 61% of the USDA projection for the year. Shipments of U.S. soybeans are expected to be large in the first half of the marketing year, but demand during the last half of the year will be influenced by the size of the South American crop. The USDA currently projects that South American soybean acreage will increase by 2.7 million acres in 2013 to a total of 128.9 million acres. With a return to normal yields, that crop is projected to be 30% larger than the drought-reduced crop of this year. A crop of that size would likely result in a larger-than-normal seasonal decline in U.S. soybean and soybean meal exports in the last half of the marketing year. Some additional imports of soybean meal would also be expected. November soybean futures are currently more than one-third higher than the low established in early June and only about 20 cents below the contract high of July 23rd. Most of the price increase since early June has been led by soybean meal prices. U.S. soybean oil stocks will be used to support oil consumption during the year ahead, but soybean meal consumption will have to be reduced substantially. There is some expectation that more favorable weather in August in some areas will increase the yield potential of late maturity soybeans. Unless the crop is substantially larger than the August forecast, soybean meal and soybean prices will likely remain high for an extended period in order to ensure the necessary rationing. If the production forecast does not increase next month, new highs in both markets would be expected.